We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, wrapping up hour number one with Lyle Butler here shortly. And then we'll have a whole other hour with Dave Lewis anchoring things here on this side of the glass with Lyle. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the conference center expansion that's going to be happening here. And this is a big deal. I know how much of a value there is put on conferences, but what is that going to mean here for the future and how lucrative that'll be for the city?
Well, it's very exciting. And I know some people think, you know, what are we doing? Why do we need a conference center? And I've said this on this program, Brandon, many times through my tenure here, is that probably some of the best form of economic development for a community is when you get visitors to come to your community to stay for a short period of time, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. They spend money and then they go home. You don't have to build schools for them. You don't have to build a lot of infrastructure, but you get to take their money. Sound like I'm being a little greedy here, but it really is. It's very clean economic development. People visit you. They spend money in your hotels, your restaurants, and then they go home. And so several years ago, our Convention and Visitors Bureau, Karen Hibbard is the director of that at our chamber. And we really wanted to bring a conference center to this community and won't bore the listeners. We had a consultant come in. They said, this is the size you need to build. This is where you need to build it. We did. It's been very successful. It has brought thousands and thousands and thousands of visitors who come to conferences and meetings to this community. And while they're here, whether it's one night, two nights, three nights, they spend money and they go to restaurants. The good news is that we have maxed out the current size conference center. So working with the city and working with the owner of the hotel and conference center, we're going to add about 18, I think it's about 16 to 18,000 square feet. And we designed, when I say we, I'm not an architect, but we encouraged the developer and the city to allow space so that if someday we filled it out, we could add to it. And so there is space that goes out the west side of the conference center, which is with the Hilton Garden Inn downtown, that's going to allow for that to happen. And the city commission has approved it. And the good news is the taxpayers aren't paying for it. It's who's paying for it is the developer and money that visitors pay in the transient guest tax. The Manhattan City Commission raised it by 0.5%. That money is going to go towards helping to pay the expansion off about $3.5 million. What does that mean to the community? That means more visitors come. They're going to eat in our restaurants, shop, go to the movies, do all those kinds of things. And there will be a significant increase once that gets online. And I tell people, what does it mean to me as an individual citizen? It means that when you bring lots of people to town, restaurants come to town. So some of the restaurants we have in this community that a lot of people like to go to are here, yes, because we have a population in Manhattan, but they also look at the potential that they'll get from the new or from the visitors that come to our community. And yes, visitors come for the K-State football games and other events at K-State. But this is separate from that. And these are people coming to meetings and conferences. And as NBAF comes online, we were told years and years and years ago that there will be almost every week, once NBAF fully opens, there'll be conferences here almost every week because of NBAF. Now, some of them will be very small. It might only have 20 or 50 people or researchers. Others could have 100 people. And so I think we're not doing it just because of NBAF. We're doing it because today, as we sit here, and if you had the manager, Brad Everett, of our hotel and conference center, he would tell you they need the space, and they'll be able to bring literally over a period of time, once it's up and running, it will bring several thousand, many thousands of new people to our community to visit and spend money here. And as citizens, we don't have to pay for it. We get the benefit of maybe having more restaurants in town and keeping the restaurants that we've got. So it's an exciting thing and a great asset for the community. We're pleased that the developer, the commissioner, and our chamber CVB have worked together to make this happen.
And kind of an offshoot of that, having that kind of revenue coming in, that's real money coming into the city, how much will that help offset when we have deployments at Fort Riley?
Sure, it won't completely offset that, but one of the areas of growth over the last few years, even though our sales tax revenue has been flat, what has increased some of our sales tax and transient guest tax has been that the hotel occupancy has continued to increase. The total number of people coming to our community has increased, and that is helping to offset some of the other areas where we've seen some decreases in some of the retail sales tax has been increasing on food and beverage and hotel occupancy, because they pay sales tax when someone comes to stay in any hotel. You pay both sales tax and transient guest tax. So it's significant. And I think as we go down the road, it's going to continue to increase. Our tourism and our visitors that come to our community are significant numbers, and it has made an impact. If we didn't have a conference center, if we didn't have K-State, we would not have the restaurants and retail stores that we have in our community today, period.
Yeah, well, so much potential here with the conference center expansion. Obviously, the new rec center is coming to the schools. That presents opportunities to host, you know, events here.
Oh, yeah. That's another whole area that we didn't talk about is the indoor rec facilities. Although, you know, it focuses on taking care of our local citizens, but it also increases the opportunity to bring tournaments to town of all kinds, volleyball, baseball, you know, whatever, into those facilities. And again, that brings money to our community, and those people come here, but then they go home. So, again, it's one of the cleanest forms of economic development that a community can do, and we all benefit from it. So that's just pretty exciting. I see a lot of good things happening, Brandon, and you'll get a lot more news as the weeks and months go by. And we've talked about before, we got a temporary challenge with some of our soldiers being gone. Our enrollment at K-State is down, but everybody's working on all of those things. That's what people need to understand is that people are working on improving and getting the enrollment back and keeping Fort Riley stable.
Yeah, very important. Well, my hour here with you is about up here, Lyle, but I want to say just in my few months that I've been here, you've been a big help to me and kind of getting me adjusted here, so I appreciate that. And, you know, getting to visit with you at the metal thing here back in January,
that was
very
good.
Eye-opening. And good for me to kind of get to some of these events here in the community, so I appreciate the help you've had.
We're glad you're here. You're going to have a great time.
Well, it sounds like it, so I appreciate that. And we're going to have a fun hour coming up here next hour with Dave Lewis. I think we'll let you get a few minutes here to take a break, and we'll get you all set here for a fun hour for you next hour.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.
At least we hope it will be. Yeah. I've been calling it Lyle Palooza, so
Lyle Palooza.
You can use that if you ever start up a music festival.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back shortly.